Rabbi didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, you haven't aired your grievances yet, give us a call at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, got to thank the incomparable James Santel, former U.S. attorney. He is the host of Morning Cannolis with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings 9 to 11, recorded live at the Shaw Studios, downtown Waukesha. It plays out on Devil Radio. And then if you miss it, no excuses. But if you miss it, it replays on Sunday mornings between 9 and 11. No excuses. Just listen. So anyways.
Thank you, Jim. That's always going on. You know, but this is how the news cycle works. We'd been texting with Jim all week, and on Wednesday it came out that, you know, the IRS was investigating Comey and McCabe from the FBI. And I was kind of like, let's talk about it, counselor. And then like 2 days later, all this other stuff happens, and we never even got to that very specific topic. So let me just bring it up briefly as one of my grievances. The New York Times, the IRS said on Thursday that its commissioner, Charles P. Rettig, has asked the inspector general who oversees tax matters to investigate how James Comey, the former FBI director, and his deputy, Andrew McCabe, both perceived enemies of the former president, came to be faced with a rare, exhaustive audit that the agency says are supposed to be random. A quote, the IRS has referred the matter to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration for review. And he said that he personally reached out to the Inspector General's office after learning of the audits.
Well, are you satisfied? You got your last grievance. Can I have one last grievance?
Well, certainly.
Well, here it is, Dom, from Newsweek. A Milwaukee restaurant owner allegedly threatened to dangle his workers from a tall building after the kitchen staff walked off the job.
Well, I can't imagine why they would leave such a hospitable working environment. You know, it's the old, you know, the beatings will continue until morale improves management style.
Well, Dominic, a viral post in the Reddit forum Anti-Work on Tuesday claimed that Bob Weiss, owner of Shaker Cigar Bar in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, sent a raging email to employees after they walked out on April 22nd. Reddit user u/butt_bunch amassed over 25,000 votes on a photo of Weiss's email. Before the post went viral, other users shared the same screenshot on different forums and similarly attributed it to Weiss. But let's get to the heart of the matter, Dom, the email. The email read, "Dear staff of Friday, April 22nd, after the escapades of Friday night, we have lost a chef and a food program. I hope you are happy with how you treated my business." There's more. Weiss claimed that after the walkout, Shakers was left a shadow of what was one of the most prominent venues in the Midwest, with a hard-earned reputation for extraordinary food beyond what your shallow minds will accept. Beyond what your shallow minds will accept, and which has been in existence for almost four decades, certainly before any of you were alive. I've been doing this since before you were alive. A little bit more here. The lamentation escalated to a threat as he continued. Anyone who needs a lesson in how we treated this in Vietnam, I have the balls to look me up.
What? So when the chef quit in Vietnam, you, what, dangled people over tall buildings or just shot them?
I'm not exactly sure. When we were at the presidential debate, the first one in 2016, it was like Bertie and O'Malley and that Jim Webb guy, the guy that killed a man in Vietnam.
Right, dude.
In closing, Weiss said, "You should not be surprised if my Serbian or Cuban collection agents do not find you anytime, anywhere in the next year and dangle you from a tall building. You've cost the business and you deserve to pay the price, and you shall pay the price."
Wow, man.
Now, staff resignations at Shaker Cigar Bar were also mentioned in a Google review of the restaurant. Pretty awful ownership that has caused quite a few issues, especially with customer service.
What?
Had chef walked out for good reason, would be sad to see this place go, but happy as a bee to see the ownership get tossed and better ownership take its place. A response from the owner took a similar tone to the email circulating.
He responded.
Oh, yeah, of course he does. Do not respond to social media trolling, sir. Just a little recommendation from, you know, a couple of guys that have been trolled once or twice on the social medias. Here's what he said. Our over 35 years says much for the quality of our operation, Weiss replied to the review. Perhaps you should know the facts before you recite internet pablum cancel culture.
Oh, he just laid it all out right there for you. Cancel we got a Trumpster.
Culture
we rhetoric. Got a Trumpster.
Now, Dom, food service workers quit their jobs at a rate of 5.6% in April, nearly twice the national average of 2.9%, according to the BLS. And in 2021, a survey by JobList, restaurant staff cited low pay as the leading motivation to join the Great Resignation. The other most common reasons were their desire for a new career, a lack of benefits, difficult customers, and maybe bosses, and long hours and rigid schedules and potential exposure to COVID-19. How do you think this Weiss dude, I mean, I don't know, but how do you think his attitude was during the pandemic to the whole masking and the
not a lot of masking,
forced closing?
Probably not. Reddit users, Crudy, were stunned, I tell you, by Weiss's threats brazenly put in writing to his employees. One reader, pardon me, commented, that's a long-winded way to say, I'm so garbage at management, my staff walked out, and I'm incapable of taking any responsibility, so I'm blaming you and threatening your life. Another wrote dryly, threatening your old staff with extortion. Man, that's great to post publicly about. Now, if anything happens to any of them, the police are making him numero uno. Newsweek reached out to Shaker's Cigar Bar for comment. Apparently, he has not commented back to the Newsweeks. And I would just say, the cancel culture is kind of a tell. The cancel culture comment, kind of a tell. The maskless pictures on the Facebook pages that I saw, perhaps a little tell. But I would just say this. I can certainly understand, you know, if you own a business and your employees, you know, decided to, you know, close down by partying until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning one night, and your chef decided, you know, I've had enough of this and I'm out. I can get the angst that causes. But to threaten your employees by dangling them, and I guess maybe by the ankles so the change drops out like a bully taking your lunch money, but I wasn't clear that there wasn't a hanging over the side of the building. Very inappropriate, sir. I will not be attending the cigar bar.
I got to tell you, Dom, from my own personal management style and my own personal experience, dangling people from tall buildings... Not as easy as you'd think.
Yeah.
It's really quite difficult.
Well, it takes a lot of upper body strength and leverage.
Leverage helps.
Unless you use a rope. You know what I mean?
It sort of gives you a little leverage, if you know what I'm saying. thank you to our fine guest, James Santel. Stick around, at least if you're in Madison, for Dana Brutes Radio and In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio. And don't forget, Morning Cannolis with James Santel, 9 to 11, right here on Devil Radio and The Shaw. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Be safe.
See you at Summerfest, everybody.